Hello there, sir. I saw your ad on the billboard and was wondering if this is the right place. You're the wizard looking for a familiar, correct? May I come in, sir? As you can see from my ears and tail, I've been a familiar before and was hoping to find a new master. It's quite wet out here from the rain, though. May I please come in? Thank you, sir. You did not have to be so kind to me. Thank you. This is a nice place you've got here. I wasn't expecting it to feel so cozy, sir. Would it be okay if I took a seat? Wow. This chair is really soft. A girl could get used to this. Oh no. Did I make myself too comfortable too quickly? I'm so sorry, sir. I'm sorry. I'll sit properly. There we are. I'm sure you have a few questions that you want to ask me before you agree to anything. I also have a few questions for you, if you wouldn't mind answering them. It's not often that you see an ad for someone looking for a familiar. Usually, the magic user turns someone close into one, or turns one of their pets, or, gets an animal specifically for that cause. So, I guess I'm just wondering, what made you want to seek one out? Don't you have a big heart? My previous master passed away in an accident. Some sort of portal gone wrong, I think. He ended up trapped in another dimension. After waiting a few months, I figured no one was coming to save him. And if he wasn't coming back, there's no reason for me to stay around, so I left. I've been searching for a new master ever since. My name is Sabrina. What's yours? It's nice to finally put a name to the face. I read your ad before coming here and was trying to figure out what you would look like. My imagination said you would look just like my old master. Someone a little older, maybe with gray hair and a long beard, that type of a getup. I'm quite happy that you aren't anything like that, if I'm honest, sir. If I can be so blunt, you are a fair bit cuter than my previous master. Oh, look at me, already assuming you're just going to take me in. I'm sorry, sir. That was really, really impolite of me. What I should be asking is if there's anything you would like to know about me personally. Tell you a little about myself? All right. You're kind of putting me on the spot here. Well, as I already mentioned, my name is Sabrina. I was with my previous master for about 5 years before the incident. I can only presume that he's dead at this point, which means I've been released. A familiar can only do their duty so long as their master is alive. With my master gone, I became without a purpose. I've been wandering from town to town, asking local witches and wizards if they need a familiar. Most I've talked to either already have one or they just aren't in the market for one because we're too much of a hassle. That's why when I saw your ad on the billboard, I just knew I had to come find you. It seems like you are in the market for a familiar, and I can be that familiar. I've been trained in quite a bit of useful skills, if you would like to know more. Sure. So, first things first, I know how to hunt. As a Neko, one of the most valuable skills I offer a master is being able to hunt for you. I can get any feathers that you could need. I can get any rare rocks that you need. I can also find herbs that you require. And even though I hope it doesn't come to this, I can protect you though. You see, I have these retractable claws. And then I also have the agility of a real cat, plus the flexibility too. I've been known to be pretty deadly in a fight. I've also been known to be really good at finding rare ingredients. It's kind of my niche, in all honesty. You see, my previous master, he trained me in trying to find rare herbs. He was a dabbler in some of the darker magics, like necromancy. Yeah. So I have no problem with that if you want to do magic of that nature. I've never really minded what kind of magic my master uses, as long as I get to help them. Or should I say, him? Was that too bold of me? I'm sorry if I'm being so forward, sir. I really am. I promise. I'm not normally like this. I've been on my own for so long, and you just seem so nice. You've got the kindest eyes I've ever seen. Is it wrong that I want you to take me in? I don't mean to fluster you, sir, I promise. I got yelled at quite a bit by my last master for this nasty habit of mine. I've always been bold, telling people how I truly feel. I never saw the point in holding back because I'm a familiar. I'm supposed to be helpful, and the truth is always helpful. But that can get me in sticky situations like this. Frankly, because I just told my potential new master I find him hot and want him to take me in. Gosh. Oh, hearing it out loud. It's so much worse, isn't it? I can feel the blush creeping up on my cheeks. Oh, I'm so embarrassed. Please don't look at me right now. I'm sorry. I'll just excuse myself. I'm sure this is not the kind of familiar you're looking for. Wizards want someone who's obedient, someone who's going to listen. Someone who's docile and obeys their every command. That's not who I am. I've always been a bit more vocal, a bit more bold, a bit more decisive. I've never fit the mold of a shrinking familiar who does whatever her master tells her to do. So you can tell me to get out. It'll be fine, I promise. Wait. You're not telling me to get out? Why? Wait. You would be comfortable with a familiar like that? Are you sure, sir? I promise. I can be plenty useful. Beyond just gathering ingredients for you, I have other skills. I've been known to be a very good saleswoman. I can make pitches on the street and bring you in more customers. I've also been known to take very good care of the house and those in it. I can cook, clean, arrange flowers. I can manage the register. Whatever you need me to do, sir, I can do it. I promise, sir, I promise. Please, please don't let me be astray again. I've been alone for months. This is the closest I've been to finding a home. Please, please let me prove myself to you. Let me show you what a good girl I can be, sir. I might be a little more intense than other familiars, but I can show you that's not a bad thing. I can prove it to you. I can show you that even if I'm not the definition of some obedient familiar, I am certainly most confidently a helpful one, one that you aren't going to regret taking on. I'll do whatever you ask of me without complaint, sir. I promise. I'll do it with no questions asked either, no hesitations, nothing. So please, sir, master, give me this chance. May I show you what a good kitten I can be?